Line unmuted.
Entertained a motion to come out of recess back into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Riley, question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley, I vote yes. We're now back in public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Typically, I would read the rules of procedure of County Council zoning hearings, but the first hearing we have today is not the typical zoning hearing for this. If Gina Jennings, our finance director, will give us a short synopsis of the proposal, the resolution. After that, council may ask questions. Then subsequent to that, anyone in the audience can comment on it. If you do want to comment, please come forward at that time. You may address the comments to the council, and then we will also see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Dagsboro Volunteer Fire Company would like to issue up to $1,865,000 of tax-exempt bonds to refund prior debt originally issued to pay the cost of the construction for their fire station on the corner of Clayton Street and Railroad Avenue in Dagsboro. In order for the bonds to qualify as federally tax-exempt, the bonds must be approved by the governmental unit where the fire department has entered into agreement to furnish firefighting services. The approval can only happen once this public hearing is over. It is important to note that these bonds are obligations of the Dagsboro Volunteer Fire Department and not Sussex County government. The county government simply provides a platform for the bonds to be tax exempt. We do have members of the Dagsboro Volunteer Fire Company here if you have any other questions. Otherwise, we can move on to the public hearing.
Let's go to public hearing.
One question.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Mr. Riley.
What? How many, we have a limit of 10 million, right? So
correct.
Where we stand with that?
So, and that's only till this year, so we still have a good $5 to $6 million left.
Okay.
This is calendar year.
So we're in good shape.
We're in great shape.
Okay. All right, if there are no other questions from council, is there anyone here today that would like to comment on this resolution? Anyone here that would like to comment? Seeing none, operator, can you check, see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close public record. Ask Ms. Jennings to read a short title of the resolution.
Yes, thank you. Resolution approving the agreement to provide firefighting services and approving issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Dagsboro Volunteer Fire Department.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I will read the rules of procedure for zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on color, race, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reason for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendation to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once a record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established in both the council and commission hearings. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is our first application is CU2351, Jose Velasquez. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 12.06 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30, approximately 1.1 mile north of Zor Road, which is Sussex County Route 48. The 911 address is 22901 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 15, Parcel 1.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We also have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and we have a copy of the deed for the property and a preliminary site sketch plan. Also, we've received one comment in opposition to the application. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 13th of this year. And at the meeting of July 27th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons stated and subject to the 12 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here or someone speaking for the applicant? Come forward, please.
Thank you all for having us here today. This is Mr. Velasquez. My name is Paul Nordoff. We're here, you know, to speak on behalf of getting this conditional use. I work for Mr. Velasquez, and so we're here to answer any questions you guys may have.
Yeah, you may want to just give a little synopsis of what you're planning to do there and why it's suitable for this area.
Okay, Mr. Velasquez bought this property in February of 2020 under the pretense he was going to have a small landscape business. It also has his residence on the property at which he and his family live there. The conditional use is what we're seeking. Is he at the time had a small landscape business and he plans to run that there. It's, you know, when we were here with planning and zoning, we stated as to what we're going to have on the property, which is no environmental hazards. You know, and, you know, it was like just a small landscaping business is what we're doing. We do mostly hardscaping, some lot clearing. We take the debris to the transfer site on Route 5. That's pretty much it. Mulch, some stone. That's what we're planning to store on the property.
Have you read the conditions that they've placed on?
We did read the conditions, yep.
And you're okay with them?
We are.
So it looks like a lot of that's cleaning up the property you've already got.
We have done a lot, already. You know, we don't have a final site survey plan at this time, but, you know, it's, you know, it looks like something we'll have to get.
Okay, as long as you're aware of all the things, all the conditions they placed on you is whatever. Yeah.
Like I say, Mr. Velasquez lives on the property. You know, he's not looking to, you know, do anything out of the ordinary. You know, he wants to make a nice piece of property and use it to, you know, to his benefit.
Any questions, counsel?
One quick question. I noticed on the list of conditions that it didn't stipulate that there would be no dumping. So, and I heard you say that you're going to take stumps and whatever to the transfer station or to the recycle place on the highway?
Yes, sir, yep.
Okay, so you won't be dumping any stumps or sticks or
no
vegetative matter that you you collect?
Nope. No, sir. We're going to, you know, like I say, Mr. Velasquez lives on the property. We plan on keeping it clean and, you know, looking presentable at all times.
Right. Now, I think there was a three-month window that they had in the conditions.
They did have a three-month window here,
okay.
Yeah.
And you're good with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
As you know, I did submit some other photos. I don't know if you guys got them for planning and zoning. As to some of the stuff we've already cleaned up, and you know, we've tried to address most of the issues. I mean, you know, it's still a work in progress, but I think in 3 months we can have whatever needs to be done done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any more questions, the council? Questions?
Okay, if there are no additional questions, did you have anything else to add?
No, sir, I think we're good.
Okay, thank you. If you want to have a seat, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to the application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment on this application?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Morby to short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 12.06 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1-7 with conditions 8A through L.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
Based on the recommendations of planning and zoning with their conditions, I will vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning commission and their conditions.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions. I vote yes.
I also agree with P&Z's reasons and conditions. I will also vote yes. Motion carried. Entertain motion to adjourn. Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.